GDP grows faster than expected.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. A few minutes ago, the government reported gross domestic product jumped last quarter, 5.7%, quickest pace in more than 6 years. Joining us live is economist Julia Coronado at BNP Paribas in New York. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
Experts were looking for about 4.5%. Why the extra juice?
Well, we saw a couple of hopeful indications. We saw business investment in particular was an area that really showed some strength in the fourth quarter, really accelerating from the third quarter. So that's a hopeful sign. But also keep in mind that the headline number, this 5.7%, most of that is actually coming from inventories. Businesses are reaching the end of their inventory cutting, and so that really boosts the headline number. And that's a temporary factor. So we're not going to continue to see numbers like this in 2010.
Well, that might inform my next question. When is growth going to mean companies hiring again?
Right. I mean, that is the key question. I think for that, we have to look to consumer spending and what that's doing, because that ultimately will determine how confident businesses are in the recovery. That actually slowed down in Q4 to 2% growth from 2.8% in Q3, and that was because the Cash for Clunkers program really lifted the third quarter and wasn't there in the fourth quarter. That's a moderate pace of growth. It's okay. It's not what we usually see in a recovery where consumers really come forward and do some pent-up spending. Yeah. We're not seeing that. They're still very conservative, so it's positive, but it is conservative. So okay. I think the hiring is going to come a little bit later. It's going to be a gradual recovery.
Economist Julia Coronado, BNP Paribas in New York, thank you.
It's my pleasure.
So as we said, the economy grows, jobs still lag. The president hopes to create some jobs with an idea he's pitching today to congressional Republicans. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that.
The president wants tax credits of $5,000 for each new employee a small business brings on this year, and a payroll tax holiday for adding to employees' hours or giving them a raise. Small businesses are responsible for roughly 2 in 3 new jobs, so getting this employment engine running again is a key priority. But management consultant and professor Peter Cohen is skeptical a hiring tax credit will make much difference. He says businesses have perfected the art of getting by with fewer people.
You look at the productivity statistics, and they are tremendous because businesses are able to squeeze so much out of a very small number of employees, and they are going to be very reluctant to hire new people unless they absolutely feel that they're going to be missing out on business if they don't hire them. So I don't think this tax credit is going to be enough to push them over the edge.
In addition to the hiring tax credit, the president is pushing small business tax breaks on capital gains and new business investment. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
That GDP report is making a splash. European stocks are up 1.5% this morning. Earlier today, Asian stocks lost 1-2%, and yesterday the Dow shrank 115 points to 10,120. Now we continue special coverage of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The big news there today, Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates and his wife Melinda committed more than $10 billion over the next decade to research new vaccines and bring them to the world's poorest countries.
We really believe vaccines are the great miracles of our lifetime, and they're the most cost-effective way to reach people and to save lives, and that's why we're making this investment.
The theme at this year's World Economic Forum is rebuilding the global economy. With me now from Davos, investor and philanthropist George Soros. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
You've been to many, at least 10 of these World Economic Forums in Davos. How is the conversation different this year?
I would say it's quite somber. I mean, people realize that the global economy is in a bad state, and there isn't a great deal of optimism.
I understand you've been part of some very testy conversations in Davos about the dangers of bank regulation.
Right.
What's your concern?
No, I mean, look, I'm not advocating extensive regulations because regulations are also imperfect, not only markets, but regulators are even more imperfect than markets because they are bureaucratic. And what is worse, they are subject to political pressures. You see, it's unfortunate the way things have worked out, that in fact this pressure for regulation is driven by anger. It should not be. It should be something much calmer and more rational.
You warn against anger and emotion, Mr. Soros, but I associate you with political passion. Are you not emotional about this financial mess?
I am emotional in the sense that I would like to see the public interest prevail, because we do need regulation, but they don't need to be punitive, because that would hurt us in the long term.
George Soros, chair of Soros Fund Management. It's a pleasure having you.
Very good.
We continue our special Davos coverage later today on Marketplace. Kai Ryssdal talks with PepsiCo CEO Indra Nooyi about the challenges in the wake of the Great Recession.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services.
And for the week in business in 60 seconds, here's the Marketplace Minute. If you have a Toyota, you might want to ask, does my car surge ahead when my foot's off the gas? Oh, Japanese quality, always subpar. Well, that's why you buy an American car. Critics are nice about Apple's device. There's only one problem. It isn't the price. The major objection concerns the connection between the name iPad and female protection. Bernanke took flak, but they're bringing him back. And Geithner's in trouble, and China's a bubble. We're spending in Haiti to cobble the rubble. And positive news on GDP. And I'll see you at Marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.